What is up, my friends and family here? Welcome back to the Fantastic Duo Show. It is another great edition of this fantastic show that I might add is part of two duos that are here and doing it, by the way. Steve, what's up, man? How you been? How was your weekend?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you? I'm good, man. Hey, guys. Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We're getting a lot of Twitch chatter already. So I think what the first thing that we need to do before we get into everything is, first off, let's give a big congrats to our friend, Mr. Brad Hawkins. He had his daughter today, Chloe. So big congratulations to Brad and Megan. We love you guys. So if you get the chance to watch this, we are sending our love, and she's gorgeous, by the way. So you know, Brad just sent me a bunch of pictures and I'm like, wow, cool, good for him. So that's crazy.
Yeah, man.
you have a bunch of kids, so you
I
know
have like 13, maybe 14. Yeah. I got three girls, man.
Yeah, and some of them are like you have them kind of young, huh?
They're grown. Yeah, man, you know,
yeah, because you got some grown-ups.
I started early, bro. You know, you never know what could happen. You know,
well,
I'm
yeah, no, I mean, you know, like my daughter, she's 21 now too, so yeah, I get, but I'm also, you know, 10 years older than you. You have daughters that are like older than me.
Holy crap, we got a hype train incoming. I saw that coming up on the screen.
I just saw that.
Wow, look at this. Shout out to everyone on the chat room going crazy this morning. Shout out to Raging Veterano. What is up, baby?
God, hype look at, train, hype train, sub gift. Okay,
look at this.
Cool.
We're giving gifts. We're doing. I mean, this is what it's all about. By the way, because this is what it's all about, we want to appreciate everyone that has joined the show here with us since the beginning. Since, you know, even when it was just a podcast, Steve, and then we switched over to Twitch.
Yeah, when we switched over to Twitch. Yeah, when we did the Twitch switch.
Yeah, the Twitch switch. I like that, the Twitch switch. So I know on my behalf, you know, I want to thank absolutely everyone that has continued to make this show a success. 22 episodes in. It's incredible. All the subs that continue to sub. And the reason for subbing, which is obviously, and I'm going to pull this up real quick, no pun intended, but you get a Mr. Brad Hawkins signed autograph, who's just a new, brand new baby daddy. I want to throw this out there. So if you guys are a subscriber here on the channel, we put you into a huge pool to get some great giveaways, some big giveaways. Another one that we have here, besides Mr. Brad Hawkins signed autograph picture, is this incredible Boom Studios Power Rangers year number 2.
Yeah, comic mother trade. Truckers, I mean, get your book. Yeah, that thing's awesome, man. It's got every single comic from that year all slapped into one book. With it's a gorgeous hardcover. It's really cool. So and this is for anyone who subscribes. They get the chance to win that book. So along with, you know, countless other prizes. Well, of course, Brad Hawkins' signed photo. And, of course, we're going to have a bunch of guests this month as well. And they're going to be giving us things as well to give away. And, of course, my rookie card right there, Rocky's rookie card. Very cool. Let's actually talk about some of the shows we've got coming up. Well, I'm very excited for Thursday because Chris Contenta. Guys... this one is going to be cool because this guy, he's got something like 2.5 million YouTube subscribers on his page.
Oh my God, yeah.
And he creates all these fan Power Ranger fan films, and they're just a lot of fun. So I think he's going to be quite an interesting character because he's so creative, right? Like, have you you watched his episodes that he does, right? They're so funny and like so clever. So I like it. And I think, you know, we're going to definitely get the chance to talk to him about some of that stuff as well. And so that's happening on Thursday, guys. So don't miss that show. And then next week. So this weekend, actually, I'll be in Salt Lake, guys. If anybody's in the Salt Lake area, on Saturday, I'll be in Salt Lake City at Rogue Toys, doing some signings there at the comic book shop there. And then
I'm leaving that Saturday night right as soon as the show's over and flying to Billings, Montana, so that I can do Gabriel's Toys at their toy shop there in Billings, Montana, on Sunday. So I'm doing two different cities and two different days that weekend, but I'm very excited about that. So be sure to come by and show some love if you can. That'd be awesome. But then immediately after that, essentially I'm coming home for like one day, Alex. I'm coming home for one day. And then I'm getting back on a plane again and flying into your neck of the woods because I'm going to go to New York because we're going to go to White Plains, New York. Because Wednesday, that Wednesday of next week, I'm going to be doing a signing at Undiscovered Realm Comics. But Undiscovered Realm has been kind enough to actually lend us their shop on Tuesday, the night before, for our broadcast. So we are going to do our broadcast live in person. It'll be the first time Alex and I are going to be sitting side by side doing the podcast together. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also bringing in this phenomenal artist to be part of the show with us as well that day. And her name is Erin Leffler, and she is really... she's a
uber talented. Let's just
Very uber talented artist, and so she's gonna be she's gonna kind of interview us a little bit too while we interview her, and she's gonna be drawing Rocky the Red Ranger live while we are talking to her and doing this whole thing. So you're gonna get to see the finished product on that at the end of the show too. So just a lot of cool stuff that's happening. But now the big one.
Yeah.
Big one that we've got coming up, and we just got this locked in right now, is I don't know if you guys have been hearing about this or not, but the business between Blake Foster and Mike Olasky. Have you been hearing about this at all, Alex?
You know what? I've been watching the internet blow up little bit by little bit on social media.
So I got to tell you guys, so for those of you who might not know what's going on, Blake, of course, he's a phenomenal martial artist, if you remember him from the show, Blake. So essentially, we've got Justin, the kid who replaced me, and then we have young Rocky, the one who played me as a young kid on the show. They're all both grown up now, and they're both phenomenal martial artists. Obviously Blake has done tons of, obviously Blake was on Power Rangers Turbo and all of that, and Mike Olasky was in the Three Ninjas Kickback and all that stuff like that. So these guys, and now they continue to do their martial arts, and they're both phenomenal martial artists in their own right. But they have decided to match up against one another. In an MMA match that's going to happen in the beginning of 2021 in Las Vegas, but I'm sure we're going to find a way to stream that live for everybody to watch. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, guys. I, for one, am very excited to see this. Blake has he's got this Patreon documentary that he's filming. And essentially, it's like, you know, what they do with HBO's 24/7. You know how, like, they kind of, like, you know, show his life as he's building up to the fight, you know, and all his training and everything that he's doing. So this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. But what we're going to do is next Thursday, not this Thursday coming up in a couple days, but next Thursday, we will have both of those guys on the show together live. And we're going to watch them trash talk each other. And we're going to talk Three Ninjas, and we're going to talk Turbo, and we're going to talk Power Rangers. And you know how usually I'm the one that battles the 90s trivia? Well, I'm going to make those two guys battle each other in the 90s trivia. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So get ready for a cool little next couple of weeks coming up. We're very excited about what's going on in the Fantastic Duo show. So
I know. Yeah. I
mean, all of that being
said. To drop a little bit about Erin Leffler, who we were going to be having on Tuesday the 18th. Yeah. She's actually a licensed Lucasfilm and Marvel merchandise artist. So if you're buying Lucasfilm artwork, like on your... Ooh, thank you for the cheers, guys, on the chat.
Yes.
If you guys buy any merchandise, like Marvel merchandise, you can be literally wearing something that she created, which is pretty nuts that we're going to be sitting with her live, by the way, with each other, next to each other, safely. it's going to be so cool, bro. Like, I can't wait for this. Like, you know, it's one of those moments that I'm like, wait a second. I was in my almost teens when I was watching Steve, and now I'm going to be watching him in front of my face. Do I faint? Do I just shake his hand? Do I say, what's up? Like, what do I do? Do I cool?
Dude, I think we're past all... Come on, man. We're past all that, dude.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you for the bits, guys. By the way, bits are a great way to also support the show. It's
basically... Oh, yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so thank you for the biddies. As I like to call
throwing up two bits. Yeah, what is that? That's 25 cents.
Yeah.
Two bits.
Thank you so much for the bits. That supports the show. I'm so glad that we got all the house cleaning out of the way, which was basically Mr. Steve Cardenas letting us know all these amazing guests that we're going to have. I honestly can't wait till this fight one, bro.
Well, actually, you know, let me ask you about that. Like, what do you think? I mean, see, I know both of these guys, right? And, you know, there's no way that I can pick a favorite. I just simply can't. You know what I mean? Because, like, you know, people always, you know, I don't know. Sometimes people always say, oh, well, you know, what do you think about, like, Mike, like, you know, like saying he's the Red Ranger? Like, well, he is. He was me. You know what I mean? He played me. So he's got a right to claim that. No problem. I mean, hey, people do that. They used to do that to me all the time, too. They're like, oh, you're not the real Red Ranger. Jason is the only Red Ranger, you know? I mean, whatever, dude. I mean, it's like, it is what it is. And, you know, it sucks that there's trolls out there and haters out there like that. You can't please everybody, but you know, the way I see it is, it doesn't bother me one bit. You know what I mean? Like, he's part of our Ranger family, and you know, I got nothing but respect for him. I've known him for years, you know what I mean? And then we reconnected on the con circuit, and he's an amazing dude, you know? I love him. So and of course Blake, I've known forever as well. And so you can't ask me to pick a favorite, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't. But what I will do is I will talk with Alex here and do some analytical if we want, because I know both of these guys very well, and I know their skill sets. So what do you think, Alex? Why don't you tell me, and then I'll say what I think about it.
Two great martial artists going up against each other. Obviously, I watched Mr. Blake Foster as Justin when he was a kid. When he used to morph, he would grow. I don't know if anybody remembered that. But it, the same exact thing has happened to him. Now, if you see him, he's all jacked. He's definitely shifted into something.
He has definitely transformed his body, man. He is a monster right now. Like, and he's, yeah.
My heart says, listen, my heart is telling me that you go with the guy who has been in the ring and has trained with somebody like Mike, who can probably evade Blake and run around and you know, maneuver himself in the octagon, right? But, bro, you look at Blake, and if he just lays one hit on him,
Well, you know, that's what it is. I mean, there's a massive weight difference between the two, because I would say there's probably got to be a good 50 pounds difference between the two of them, because Blake is just so big, you know. But Mike, you know, but Blake has a very fat, but for as big as Blake is, he's got very fast hands, very fast feet. So if he can land those strikes and those kicks, that could be devastating, just because of the sheer weight behind them, for sure. However, Mike is also has a lot more MMA experience, where he's been in the rings with many multiple people, and come out on top. So he's very, very good in that regard. And I know that when it comes to like a complete mixed martial artist, it's important to have, you know, be a jack of all trades, so to speak. You know, you've got to know how to box. You need to know how to, you know, strike. You need to know how to wrestle. You need to know how to evade. You need to know how to fight on the ground. And the only things I'm unsure about is, like, you know, if Blake gets to the ground, like what will happen there? Because I don't know, like how much skills he has in that regard. So Blake has the size and he has the speed. He's got the reach for sure. But Mike has also like a lot of ring experience, and he's been tested in that sense, whereas Blake has not. So either way, it's going to be one hell of a fucking show.
I know.
That's all I can
say.
You know what I mean? I'm excited about it. And like I said, we can watch that Patreon documentary. It's called Shifted, right?
It's called Shifted. Yeah. You guys can go just simply Google Blake Foster and Patreon, and you'll see it come out. It's come up to this fight. I believe it's only $5, which is great. You'll be able to get all the episodes, you know, and you support the cause. Second thing I wanted to say, Steve, is just the fact that we don't have to speculate, because next week they'll be right here live on this show.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but we, you know, I mean, they're both going to talk their own situation. You know what I mean? So they're both going to say they're going to win, but they obviously it can't work that way. So I don't know. I mean, you know, as a martial artist and a martial arts analyst for the longest time, you know, ever since I was a kid, I don't know. This one's tough to call because, you know, that size difference means a lot, because when those punches do land, boy, they're going to hurt. You know what I mean? And all I know is, you know, everybody's got a plan. This is Mike Tyson used to say this because his old trainer, Cus D'Amato, who I think was probably one of the greatest boxing coaches there ever was. He brought Mike Tyson to the level that he was back in the 80s, and how phenomenal of a boxer he became was a great deal to Cus D'Amato. But Cus D'Amato would say, everybody's got a plan until they get hit.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Once you get punched in the mouth, it all changes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, you know, when you get rocked like that, you know, which is one of the reasons I don't want to do MMA. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I have a very strong advantage against a lot of people if it's just going to be straight jiu-jitsu matching. But yeah. I'll tell you what. Once we're on the ground and I'm trying to, you know, do some of these jiu-jitsu moves and they're punching me in the face at the same time, you know, it's like your skills drop. Your skills drop. They really do.
And guys, don't forget that we also have a friend of the show, JDF, who's going to be doing the refereeing.
So, this is amazing.
We'll see how this is going to turn out.
You just can't ask for anything better than that, you know. I cannot wait for this event, guys. So if you haven't started following Blake on Patreon and watching his documentary, please do that, guys. Support, absolutely. Follow Blake, you know, Blake Foster and Michael Lasky on their Instagram as well, too, to keep in touch with everything that's going on there. So just a lot of exciting stuff going on, guys. And I don't know. I can't wait to see how it goes.
I know, like, the show's really expanding and growing. And, you know, I can't believe it, Steve. You know, we're heading into the end of the year here, the last 4 months, the last stretch, bro. And, you know, like, things are just moving and grooving and things are happening fast. So, you know, make sure the reason why I bring this up is, you know, just make sure you follow us on all our social networks, which you can see below on the on the broadcast on Twitch. And I know a lot of people have been hitting me up, Steve and everyone on the chat, so, you know, saying that, hey, I think I'm going to be able to sub next week or next month because, you know, waiting for pay or whatever. I just want to kind of like let you guys know that just by sharing and hosting this show when you're here with us helps us out a lot. You know, so that's all, you know, we really appreciate that. And because it is Fan Appreciation Week, we want to make sure we reiterate that. But if you do have Amazon Prime, Amazon Prime just switched their Twitch Prime over to Prime Gaming. So that way there's no confusion there. You guys could just look up Prime Gaming on Google. And through Amazon, they'll give you a free sub. You just have to resub every 30 days for free with us here on the show. That'll get you into all the contests, into all the things. And there's more coming. It's not going to be just one grand prize. As things continue to evolve here and we have more support, we'll be able to do more giveaways as we get going. So always remember that even if you don't have the money in your pocket, Amazon is giving away free Prime subs to us here that helps out the show. So want to thank all of you. Wow. Thank you so much, guys, for gifting those subs. Look at that, gifting subs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jade.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's Jade. JT82. That's very, very generous of you. Thank you.
By the way, fan appreciation week. Jade is an excellent martial artist. If I follow her on Instagram, and she has flips and kicks, bro. She's insane.
She's very, very good. You know, and I'm hoping because you know they do a lot of their own film production and stuff as well too. So I'm hoping that maybe we can actually do some work together, because she really is a phenomenal martial artist. So maybe be on the lookout for that guy sometime in 2021. So I mean, that's, you know, that's all I can throw it out there. I'm throwing it out there in the universe, but you know, we are in talks about some stuff as well too. So big ups to Jade 282. She's awesome, and so that could be something cool coming up as well.
Jade, don't forget about the little people. Like
don't forget about.
But yeah. So you know, and Steve and I were talking about this, man, and I saw a picture of Jeff Bezos, the owner of Amazon, being portrayed as Lex Luthor from Superman, who owns the entire world, right? And I want to get your opinion, guys, on the chat. What do you guys think about this? Like, Amazon's really taking over. They're in the bid to buy the post office, guys. Amazon is going to be not only your carrier to bring you your groceries or your goods and whatever you order, your merchandise, but they're also going to be delivering your mail. How do you feel about that, Steve?
Well, I mean, you know, they have strong laws protecting against monopolies, you know what I mean? But somehow, some way, you know, this guy just finds a way around it. Like, I mean, first off, he's the richest man on the entire planet. And not only is he the richest man, but he's like the richest man by like double whoever the second richest person is. Like, it's insane. It's crazy. I don't even have words to describe it. And you think to yourself, oh my God, how could he buy the post office? But you got to understand, I don't know if people know this or not, but the post office is not part of the government. The post office is a private business, just like UPS or FedEx or DHL or any one of those. So technically, they could be bought by somebody, you know what Jesus. I mean? Like, technically. And then I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I think it comes down to, I don't know. I mean, like, there's a threshold. At what point is this guy going to basically own everything and we're just going to be, like, one big conglomerate, you know? And then it's, like, 1984. I have no idea, you know?
Yeah, and it's incredible when you think about the fact that, you know, there's people out there who are, like, the man could literally just dig into his pocket anytime and just buy whatever he wants. You know, it's just unfreaking believable. So yeah, so you'll get Alexa alerts about your next mail delivery, Steve. Cool. You know, letting you know what's coming in the mail.
I'm kind of like looking at the Twitch feed. Are we buffering, guys? Can you tell me? You're not catching this whole thing,
or am I? How are we looking for you guys on the stream?
Or is it just me? Maybe it's just my interwebs that's all jackety jacked up. Who knows?
You seem clear. All right, perfect, Mr. Meat.
Okay, cool.
Throw some Red Rangers on there on the chat if you guys are seeing us nice and clear and listening to us so sexy.
How's the face? How's the face?
It's is good, it beautiful? Good. Okay, cool. We had our makeup people come in early today.
Wow, dude, you're ridiculous, man. So, all right, okay, cool. Let's get to business. What are we talking about?
All right,
talk
guys,
to me. What are we going?
As we always do here when we don't have guests, we like to talk about what's going on in the world of pop culture and whatnot. One of the things that we like to talk about is everything that's happening in the comic world. After 7 seasons, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming to an end, right? Which isn't bad because 7 seasons,
seven seasons is good for TV. Yeah, I mean, I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that's so cool. One of the things that I wanted to talk to you about, Steve, is just the fact that the Marvel Cinematic Universe could have lived a little bit more to a higher potential if they would have used their television counterparts, right? So I know we've mentioned before that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have shown up on the movies, but
in the Avengers movies,
but unfortunately for like what is it, Endgame, they should have used the Netflix heroes that were there, like Iron Fist, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, like Lucas.
Cage. You're right.
They should have brought in the Defenders completely. Like, they missed out on that. You know,
I don't know why they didn't. I don't know why they didn't. Like, I mean, I know they're all part of the Marvel universe, but like, is any of it like separate, or do they all come together? Like, are they not parallel universes or anything? I mean.
It's funny because I remember on the shows on Netflix they used to make references to different heroes in different parts, different boroughs of New York. So to me, it's just a little bit ridiculous. They should have definitely cool. They did cancel the shows. They did end, but it would have been cool to have them in the movies and kind of like, you know, link everything together. Watching the Punisher on TV. I don't know if you ever got to see The Punisher, Steve, but The Punisher was insane.
I did. Actually, one of the guys that was in The Punisher, he's one of the, like, supporting characters. His name's Michael Nathanson. He's a really nice guy, friend of mine. Maybe we should probably get him on the show one time.
That'd be dope,
talking
man.
About Punisher. Yeah, I'll reach out to him. He'd probably jump on and be with us, man. He's a nice dude. And he's a character actor, you know. He's, like, one of those guys that, like, he's in, like, a... You know, he's always got little bit parts and like a bunch of different things. You know, it's like one of those guys where you go, I've seen him before, but I don't know his name. I can't remember, you know. Maybe we could get him one time to come be a part of things. We met at Comic Cons and we see each other all the time. He's a
That's
lot of
awesome.
fun. Yeah.
On the chat, they're saying that, you know, Endgame was already 3 hours long. To add more characters that added length to it, that can get expensive. See, I wasn't talking about adding to the length of it. I just thought that in the battle scenes, it would have been cool to see
right
cameos.
At the end when they brought everybody in. Yeah. They could have had all those guys in there too. I mean, it would have made perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you did see, you know, like you see this in other movies. Like, they didn't have to put lines in for JDF and Amy Jo Johnson in Power Rangers. They just showed up. You know, and to our surprise, they just were taking pictures. You could have done that where they were just fighting in the background. I think that would have been cool. You know, yeah. So yeah, and the real
Pat. But yeah, that was an afterthought though too. If you,
true.
Like, you know, like they weren't gonna have those cameos in there.
True,
know?
True, true.
And I think maybe they you know fans like finally like were like they started listening. I mean, maybe we were to bring somebody in, but. They brought him in and just did like a little camera thing.
I agree. Yeah. And Pat Davis said they won't bridge the gap because it would it would cause confusion. They don't want a Marvel to jump around like a Tarantino film. Hey, Tarantino's off the hook sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's great. Actually, Tarantino, you know, all of his characters are like all related. Even if you go back to like ones that are period pieces, like from like Django Unchained or whatever, like they got people back then who are like the great great grandfathers of, you know, people that were in like Reservoir Dogs and stuff like that. Like, you know, those all of his characters are connected or tied somehow, some way throughout his whole entire universe. So whether it's Grindhouse or Death Proof or even the Robert Rodriguez films and all that stuff like that, all those characters they're all related somehow, you know, which I
yeah,
thought was always
sure,
like, really cool, and there's something that people don't really know all the time, which I don't know, I always find that interesting, kind of delving into that.
And he, you know, one, I just, something just caught me here as you're talking here. You're actually smiling because last week you weren't smiling during your rants, which was pretty funny. Like, last week's episode was great, by the way.
I don't know what that was about. I must have been in a weird mood that day. You know?
Well, ladies and gentlemen on the chat room, let's throw some more stuff his way here. Last week we were talking about reboots.
Oh, you guys! Oh, you're trying
stuff.
To get me to rant again.
We're trying to get you to rant again. So if you guys are on the chat room, throw up those Rocky faces on the chat
give
room.
Give me some
to
examples.
Get them to rant. All right, so here we go. The reboot of the French Prince of Bel-Air, bro. They're bringing back
the French Prince of Bel-Air?
The French Prince of Bel-Air.
Is it the French Prince or the Fresh Prince?
The Fresh, Fresh. I messed up.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I botched that.
I was going to say, yeah, I'll go off on a rant. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, actually, that would be kind of funny if there was a French Prince of Bel-Air. That would be actually really funny. I don't know. I don't know what that could be about. But so, okay. They're rebooting it. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Will Smith is going to be a producer for the show.
Well, I mean, if Will Smith's back in it, I mean, you know, that's pretty cool, I guess.
The fans on the chat are not happy with this, by the way. They're talking about being a little bit more of a drama rather than what it was, a comedy back then. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because in one of the GIFs, right, that's what you call them, that they put up on Twitter, they said, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, they're rebooting the show. This is what it'll look like. And it's just Will Smith standing in the living room when the family had moved and no one's there and he's just looking around. They feel like that's what it's going to look like the show, because nobody's going to care about it. I don't know, man. I don't even know who they would cast as Uncle Phil. Uncle Phil was such an iconic character back then. He was also the Shredder in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which was great. You know, so I don't know. You guys in the chat, let us know what you think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, start telling us, guys. What do you think? I don't know. I don't think I can get into a rant about it. You know, in order for me to become ranty, I think I have to have an opinion, you know. I watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when I was younger, and I liked it. I mean, I think it was like... You know, people, you know, Fresh Prince, you know, it was like DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Oh my God,
he was a musician with his cornball music and stuff. And it was cool. You know what I mean? Like, it was, you know, that's what, you know, put him on the map. But then you start to see him, you know, like, you know, in this role on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And there were some episodes that were really like heart wrenching. You know what I mean?
Know,
and you
I
got to really
that.
See some chops from chops, you know, some acting chops from Will Smith. And then from there, he just took off. I mean, he was a star, you know?
He
I
really
mean,
he was a star. He was a star on his own.
Yeah. So in that sense, you know, I think it's, I went off on the rant about this the other day. It's like every time that you make a remake, all you're doing is just giving it, you're giving people something to compare it to what they remember before. And I tell you right now, 9 times out of 10, you will not be able to beat nostalgia. You know what I mean? Like, you cannot overcome nostalgia. Because there's just too much, you know, there's too much feeling behind it. So naturally, when you try to watch this, you're like, what kind of, you know, is this, you know? And I mean, that's as far as, that's the extent of what I will rant about, you know? I mean, it's not really me ranting. It's just me saying, you know, when you try to mess with people's nostalgia, that,
yeah, you know, you're, can backfire, you're, you know? It's a fine line that you're walking there. By the way, the real Pat Davis says, Steve, I watched Beast of the Water for you, good movie.
Oh, hey, thanks, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, because I posted up about it when it came out on Amazon about a year ago or so, and you know, I always try to get people to show some interest in it or whatever, but I always just put a poster up and be like, guys, watch The Beast of the Water. It's got EC3 in it. It's got Tyrus. It's got all these great people in it. And you know, I can never really get anybody to commit, so I just figured, you know what? Maybe if I just post up my death scene, like, spoiler alert, I die, but here it is. Maybe it would intrigue people to, like, want to check it out more. I mean, whatever. I don't get anything from it, you know? I just, you know, I just figure, like, if you guys are fans and if you follow me and you want to see me do something different, you know, there's something, you know? So, and, you know, of course it's good to support.
And,
you know?
by the way... you know, it's right. What you were just gonna say, it's good to support, and it's on Amazon, which everybody has anyway. Like we were mentioning before, so you know.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's Amazon, but I think it's not on Amazon. Like it's not like included in the Amazon
right, you
Prime. Right, but you can rent it. It's like $3 or whatever.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
So I always say, hey, if you've got $3 and you don't mind losing an hour and a half of your life, then please watch Beast of the Water. You're welcome. Thank you. Great. Good night.
Oh, and by the way, shout out to EC3, man, making his comeback to Impact Wrestling.
Oh,
shout out
good.
To him. Yeah, he's back.
Yeah,
I guess he
found his narrative.
Listen, he's right. All those promos he was doing, but he was going to come on the show. He had to. He couldn't. But lo and behold, man, the man is killing it. He's back on the scene again on the wrestling scene. So let's continue moving here, guys. Now that we know that the reboot of Fresh Prince is a no-no on the chat and nobody agrees with it, then let's continue moving. X-Men. X-Men. Everybody who watched X-Men Saturday mornings back in the day on Fox Kids, please throw up. The animated series. Please throw up some amazing emojis up in the chat room because I remember this. It was an iconic part of my childhood growing up and watching all these comic book heroes and my toys come to life. So X-Men the Animated Series, believe it or not, guys, is being... God damn, I don't want to say this word, rebooted, but you know what? It's being reintroduced by Disney Plus. They're bringing it back. You know, they're in talks.
Is it new episodes and new cast? Either way, I think that's cool. I mean, you know, I think right now, I mean, people just, they need some content, some new kind of content. So I think that's cool. And when it comes to animated, I mean, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, it's only for me live action stuff that I really will start to get opinionated about. If it's a cartoon, whatever. I mean, you know, and if they try to reboot Family Guy and another one, then hey, now we're gonna have some words. You know what I mean? Do not mess with Family Guy. but you know, I mean, when it comes to animation, you know, I like it and I appreciate it and stuff. But you know, like, if they're coming out with a new one, it's cool. I don't know if I'd check it out, but yeah.
Yeah, and they have on Disney Plus, they do have the original animated series on there, which you guys can watch. I know I watched it, and when I went over to my cousin's house in Chicago, we had a little view session of Spider-Man, the original animated series 2 from the 90s. That brings back so many, like, feels, man, when I watch that stuff. And talking about animations, man, Japan's top studios will become combining and putting themselves together to launch a YouTube channel to stream free anime. And I know we have a ton of anime fans here on the show, and we speak not much, but when we do, we always have some amazing guests that have done voiceovers and do voiceovers, like Brad Hawkins, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see that they're putting it more towards the, like, mainstream free side for people to get involved, because I feel like anime for the longest time has always been something where you have to like tape trade, find the old school VHSs when I was a kid. It was very hard to find dubbed DVDs. Yeah. And now, you know, even with the internet where it's at now, you still have to pay a ton of money for like Crackle and all those other streaming services to get anime, you know?
Right.
So I think it's really cool that their YouTube is putting this together to pretty much bring us some cool anime, whether it's Dragon Ball Z or whatever you're into. I think they're putting it all together, man, which is really cool. Now, have you had any time with anime in your past? Were you ever involved with it or tried?
No, I mean, you know, it's hard for me because you just have to like prioritize, you know what I mean? When you have like so many things happening, you know, to try to introduce yourself to something new, you know, I never did. I just never got into anime, you know. Of course, my girlfriend Alice, she loves anime, like, you know, she loves watching all of that stuff, and that's great. I mean, no problems, you know. I mean, I've met many anime voiceover actors through the convention world, and I think they're phenomenal people. And you know, I would be down to do some anime stuff if there was ever like some opportunities that could present themselves. I'd be down to do it, you know, and be part of that world. However, it's just one that I'm not like familiar with, you know, my co-star Johnny Young Bosch, who we definitely need to get on here sometime very soon as well. I mean, this guy's got over 200 anime credits.
He is a beast.
In the anime world.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm talking big names though too, not just like, you know, little character actors. I mean, this dude is Ichigo from Bleach. Yeah. He's Trigun. He's, you know, all of these different ones that, you know, that people are. I mean, and now I think for the game now, I think he's Broly as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So I mean, the dude's putting up real numbers, man. It's like the Steph Curry of anime, you know what I'm saying? I took that from Dave Chappelle, by the way.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, and Steve, dude, you have a question in the chat, by the way.
Oh, somebody got a question? Okay,
Rogers,
cool.
Rogers Rebel here on Fan Appreciation Week asks, Mr. Cardenas, during your earlier days in Power Rangers, what would you say was the darkest scene or episode you and your fellow cast members ever filmed? Wow, that's deep.
I don't know. I think, you know, I mean, they were always so careful, you know, to keep it like, you know, we can't scare the kids. We can't, you know what I mean? We can't traumatize, you know, 5-year-olds, you know? So they were very protective of that. I can't remember anything that was like too dark. I know before I came on the show, they had to kind of revamp Lord Zedd, because when Lord Zedd first came on the scene, I mean, like, he was really evil, you know what I mean? And like, you know, there's this skinless man that's just got all this power,
really?
Basically like decimated Rita, and then he's got the Serpentera, you know, Zord that flies through the air and stuff. I mean, I thought it was cool, but yeah. You know, kids were scared, and so they had to goof him down a little bit, you know what I mean? And that's why he put all the goofy lackeys around him, and then they had to marry Rita so that they could see that, you know, like, you know, there's this, that, you know, that honeymooners type, you know, like,
yeah, which I'm happy you brought that up, because it's their 25th year anniversary of
Zedd and Rita.
Yeah, so they released
anniversary, guys, congrats, and RIP Robert Axelrod.
Yes,
man.
Yes, Robert Axelrod.
I still miss that guy to this day. I mean, the guy like played such a great character, but he was a gem of a person, like a sweetheart of a man, you know, like, but his illnesses just got the best of him. So
yeah.
Anyway, I sure miss him. I really miss him. But yeah, so Zedd was great. And what, I don't know what I had a thought, and then I started going off on a tangent, and now
no,
I have
the darkest episodes. I don't think
we didn't really do any, but I think there was one episode we did. It was called It Came From Angel Grove, and that was in Zeo, and this is like a dream sequence that Adam was having. It was an episode about Adam. He was having a dream sequence, and there was a sequence where, you know, my character was some kind of like Lord, I can't remember what his name was, Harrington or something, and he takes him out into the woods and then turns into a werewolf and tries to kill him. So I mean, that's pretty dark, you know. Lord Henry. I don't remember what the guy's name
darkest
was.
Darkest episode, Rocky gets addicted to the pachinko machine.
Oh, yeah, that's dark. Yeah, addiction, that'll kill you. That'll kill you.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's
addiction
hilarious.
And bad acting will kill you.
Oh, my God, stop it. All right, guys, that was a great question, by the way. Thank you for throwing that our way, Rogers. And, you know, you guys could always just throw them in there and at me so that I can make sure that I read it, because sometimes I, you know, it'll just go through. But,
Sorry. I was looking at the chat too now, and I was like, JT82 jumps in and she's like, hey, check out the fan film on YouTube, Power Rangers Bootleg. It's actually pretty awesome. It's really dark. Yeah, that one is really dark, guys. Alex, you don't know about the Power Rangers Bootleg?
Is that the one where they start off where everybody's dead? Is that the one?
Yeah, you know, yeah, okay, the 15-minute one.
The 15-minute one. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that one. It's called Power/Rangers, and it was produced by my buddy Adi Shankar, and they had James Vanderbeek play Rocky,
yes,
which was kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what's
crazy?
Like,
yeah, I got props in that one, man.
All
that's cool.
These fan films, right, that have been coming out for Power Rangers, and they still do. Like, I follow some amazing like actors that are just redoing Power Rangers seasons, like crazy, and to me it's like nobody ever goes after them. They just Hasbro and even back then Saban would just let them go, and they're doing it, which is really great for the series, right, for the fandom. They're not getting blocked, they're not, you know, because a lot of other companies do put cease and desist stuff. These people are just like out there doing some amazing work.
Like which ones?
So there's a couple of fan films that I've been watching, like people just create, like Chris creates these amazing
films. Chris Quintana, yeah,
and he continues to keep the Ranger spirit alive, right? If you can call it that, like the fandom and the fans and everybody involved, it's freaking amazing. And not once do you ever hear of an individual saying, "Oh, I got a cease and desist. I couldn't use this and I couldn't do that." I think Saban and now Hasbro has done an incredible job of letting the fans do what they do best with the brands.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a limit to it. I think, you know, I mean, they've got to do some stuff to protect the brand, you know, depending on if, you know, they try to make it in too bad of a light. So I know Saban and them were like really, really pissed off about that Power Rangers bootleg movie. Well, yeah, I mean, they had the Black Ranger doing coke and having three ways with hookers, you know what I mean? they had Bulk and Skull overdosing on heroin, you know what I mean? Like, it's a little dark, you know what I mean?
I smell a watch along.
From a cinematic. And from a storyline standpoint, it was really good. It was interesting,
yeah, it was.
You know.
It had
you look at Zordon and the Power Rangers in a different way. You know what I mean? You try to spin it in a different way, and you know the visual effects were great. The martial arts in it was phenomenal. The fight scenes were great.
Dark, gritty.
I mean, it was dark. It was gritty. You know, with the surprise twist at the end, which I thought was amazing. So, I appreciate it for what it is. But, I mean, was there a lot of gratuitous stuff in there that didn't need to be? Sure, but that's the artistic license. But, yeah, that's the stuff that Saban was mad about.
Ah, okay,
but,
gotcha.
But either way, I mean, it is what it is. So, like, they're trying to, like, you know, protect their franchise, and there's nothing wrong with that. But you're right, Alex. The fans putting together stuff is what keeps perpetuating, you know, this and keeping it alive, you know. The fans showing so much interest and love for Power Rangers, to me, I mean, it's humbling. It's phenomenal. I love it, and I welcome all of those kinds of things. So I like to see people's creative minds at work, doing things that the show couldn't do because we were bound by certain, you know, regulations that just, you know, wouldn't allow us to be too violent or too,
of course,
controversial or too hard hitting in any way. You know what I mean? So.
And they want to know, have you heard of Power Rangers Back to Action? And some people are asking on the chat. Hey, Steve, you know, something about, where is it? It just, I mean, anyway, the real Pat David had just rewritten it. Hey, Steve, are you going to do anything with Back to Action, Power Rangers Back to Action? Have you heard anything about that?
I don't know what Back to Action is.
Yeah, I'm a little lost on that one, too. So if you could just, you know, if you could enlighten us a little bit while we talk here on the chat room, we would know. We would like to get to know what the heck that's all about. You know, by the way, big shout out to Cobert, baby. 2 months. Look at you. 2 month badge. You just became a 2 month subscriber here with us on the Phantom.
2 months. Let's become a lifer. You know what
become
I mean?
Become a lifer, man. This is where it's at.
Yeah, just send Steve Cardenas $799 and you can be a Twitcher lifer.
I love that. I'm going to make
only
$7.99. Only $7.99. Shipping and taxes.
99.99.
Oh, it's a.
I'm kidding, by the way, guys. I'm just being stupid. So.
They said Back to Action is a fan-made sequel to the 2017 Power Rangers movie. Wow. Mm. Yeah.
Is it out on YouTube or something? Is it already made, yeah, or are they just making it? I haven't heard anything about this.
Alex, why don't you? Alex, why don't you see? That's. Yeah, so we actually spoke about that, Pat David, when we had Karen on the show about her movie.
Karen came on and talked about it. It is in the works, but it's morphing into something different.
Different, yeah.
Before it was going to just be a movie, and I think, you know, like for some reason there was some union issues, and right before we were about to start filming, it got put on hold, and I'm thinking maybe it was for the better. You know what I mean? Because you know it's given it more time to grow more support for it, and now it's given it time to maybe take it in a different direction. And so you can actually go back if you subscribe, by the way, do you like how I did that?
If you
subscribe, you can go back to all the old episodes and check it out. Yeah, you can hear all about it.
Yeah, so
watch
about it. You guys could actually go back to the archive if you're working out or if you're in the car, and you could listen back to Karen Ashley. Just search for Karen Ashley on the Fantastic Duo Show and subscribe to her show on there, and you can listen to absolutely everything. She goes into major detail about what's happening with the movie. Breaking news, go back and listen to it. And you could also watch it on our YouTube channel. When you subscribe, it's on there. It's amazing. We loved Karen, and I believe she says a lot of them want to come back, so I can't wait to have them back here on a second round here as things continue to move on.
I think it's time we should bring some people back too, you know. I mean, I wanted to try to bring a lot of variety, but sometimes we just need to have some guests that just keep coming back, you know?
We wanted
to have Brad be like kind of full time with us on this thing. Obviously he's got a lot of new obligations right now.
Congratulations again.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe at some point we can bring him back to the dark side. You know,
they want Aaron Cahill. They want David Yost. JDF already said yes to coming back. So
JDF will come back, but you know, we don't want to bring him back too soon. Let's give it more time.
Fine wine when you twirl it around, let it breathe and stuff like that. Yeah.
I could always reach out to David Yost. David Yost, he's kind of doing his own thing, so I'm not sure, you know, if he would be able to have some time to come on, but I will certainly reach out to him. And of course, Aaron Cahill's awesome. I'm listening.
The chat's going crazy. See, we have people who watch.
Yeah,
listen,
I'm just gonna sit here and just read. Like, I'm not even gonna talk anymore.
The rest of the show,
I'm just sitting here reading.
You
see, Karen and Johnny together would be cool. Okay. Austin on before. You guys can, if you subscribe, you can go back and you can watch it.
And by the way, when Beast Morphers finally updates here in September, and you guys get to watch that episode of with Austin being in the Beast Morphers show, we could always just, you know, maybe hit him up and be like, hey, do you want to talk about it now that it's back here in the States? You know. But yeah, man, so we got a lot going on, and just like you guys want people back here again and you guys enjoy watching people, one of the sad news that came out of New York City today is that New York Comic Con has been canceled for the in-person visit. Steve, do you have any stories about like NYCC? Because I know the New York Comic Con is probably just as big as the one in San Diego, if not bigger.
Well, you know, I'll say this. Here's the thing. About New York Comic Con. I mean, it's sad. I mean, but all the shows got canceled this year. I had 30 shows I was supposed to do
this year.
And they're all gone. They're all canceled. So that's all right. We're coming back in 2021, and you know, so we'll see how that goes. But you know, it's funny because on my Instagram, you know, because I'm like a public figure, I have the ability to look at my insights on my Instagram, and it basically tells me like where all my followers are from. It tells me like, you know, like the majority of who are female, majority of which are male. It tells me the countries that that have the most follow, where most of my followers derive from, and everything. And New York by far is the biggest amount of followers. Like, so every time I go to New York Comic Con, it's just incredible. You know, I always most of the time I'm always teamed up with Boom Studios at their booth doing autograph signing, and it's crazy the love we get. But I mean, there's times when I've gone and done, you know, stuff, you know, at some other ones. Like, they have another one called the Big Apple Con.
Oh yeah.
And I remember one year me and JDF went to that one, and dude, like, we both just had these huge lines that just like, I mean, we were there for hours, you know what I mean? And it was literally a one-day show. It was just on a Saturday only. And I just, like, wow. I mean, like, I that was probably, like, the most that I had signed, like, at that time, the most I had signed in one day for an event. So every time I go to New York, New York people always show a lot of love, specifically in Manhattan, you know, in New York City. So I think it's pretty cool.
Do you ever get the chance to go out when you're out here? Like, do you get the chance to go eat the pizza and stuff like that? Like, any favorite spots that you love in New York, man?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to New York, I mean, dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Even before Comic-Cons, I would go to New York a lot. I mean, I love New York. Were it not for the weather, that would be a city that I could live in, you know what I mean? Because I love the vibe there. It's amazing. You know, I love the take no shit kind of attitude that people have. Sometimes it's a bit annoying. It pisses me off a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to be rude for no reason, you know. But that being said, it's just part of its charm as well. And so the only problem is it snows, it's freezing, it gets cold 6 months out of the year. Ain't nobody got morphin' time for that.
No morphin' time for that, by the way. They want to know if you can do a New York accent.
Yeah. So, and I mean, I love the accents there. I love the attitude there. I love the people there.
Can you throw us a little New York? Get out of here.
Anything forget about it.
Oh, look at that. The man has reach, bro. Come on. He has it. Let's just bring him out here.
Reach to the camera and, like, that's the reach I have.
What about Kineticon? Have you Connection Con?
Connection Con?
Yeah, so Mr. Meat Zombie says, have you ever been to Connection Con?
I don't know Connection Con. I've been to Kineticon, which basically turned to Comic Con, CONN, which is short for Connecticut. That's the only one that I've done in that area. And yeah, I've been to that one several times. I love Connecticut as well.
That's so cool, man. That's amazing. And you know what? That's a great way to kind of like wrap the show as we're heading towards the end here. Let's bring it back and talk a little bit about the fact that this coming up Tuesday, you will be here the 18th. Am I correct? It is the 18th. Yes, Tuesday.
Yes, Alex. I will see you next Tuesday.
Oh, he got me again on that one.
I like saying that one. It's funny.
I remember Erin Cahill, when she was on us, we were like, all right. And I'm like, all right, guys, see you next. Oh, shit. I'm like, Tuesday. And she just busted out laughing.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So next Tuesday I will be in New York. So I'm going to be there one night early so that we can do the podcast together inside Undiscovered Realms Comic Store. We'll do it live there, and then the next day will be the signing there that Wednesday after. So
yeah, that Wednesday. So
the live stream will be closed to everybody, but the next day will open up for everybody to come into
the store. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's going to be great, man. And you know, one of the things that I can't wait for us to start doing is once we get COVID under control, is the fact that, you know, again, and I say this a lot, and a lot of people are asking me on Instagram and stuff like that, is like, oh, when are you guys ever going to like pull off a live show where the fans could interact and be with you? I'm like, hey, listen, that's not up to us. That's basically up to, like, you know, once the cons open up and Steve is gracious enough to say, hey, Alex, let's go, you know, we'll show up and do something really cool where we all have a meet. We can watch the movie. We can do something. Like, Steve has some really cool ideas.
Well, one of the things we are going to do for sure is, if in fact right now Power Morphicon is scheduled for sometime in June of 2021, if it does in fact not get canceled again, that is one that Alex and I will be at together. You know what I mean? So you can count on us being there together. We'll do a live show. We'll do some kind of like, you know, maybe we'll do some kind of like an after party kind of thing as well too, you know, for everybody afterwards or something. We'll put together something. We'll have some kind of cool contest all throughout the whole day, and almost like a Periscope thing, man. We'll just stream the whole day, you know. I mean, everything that we're doing, you know. We'll send Alex around like the man on the street, and he'll go around the whole convention, like interviewing other Rangers and stuff, and all that, and then come back to my table and goof around, and then, you know, we'll be part of panels. Maybe we'll even have our own panel as well. I mean, I think the possibilities are endless. So we're gonna do all kinds of cool stuff. But mainly, we're going to be giving away a lot of cool prizes as well, and I'm going to save like some like really cool stuff. Like, I mean, I'm gonna like delve deep into some like things, you know, like maybe like some of the giveaways will be like, you know, the Soul of Shukogan Megazord, that one that's like worth like $500, you know what I mean?
$500, bro.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like, we're gonna really, really give back for the people that
and
come
I'm putting
to that
my
show and be a
my
part
name
of that.
In that hat. By the way, I don't care.
You can't do it. You
Damn
can't
it.
Have it. No,
Damn it!
It's not for you. It's not for you, Alex.
Damn
it's
it! By
for,
the way, where'd you get
the
hat?
Fans.
People were asking on the chat about your hat with the. With
oh,
the...
my hat, guys! Seriously. I post up every week to go to SusieAware.com. SusieAware, it's my cousin's t-shirt company, and he makes all my shirts that I sell at all my shows. We've got like a 1,000 different Power Ranger designs that we do. We've got the lightning bolt hats. We've got gold coin hats. We've got gold coin shirts. We've got Team Tyranno shirts. We've got Stone Canyon High shirts, the athletic department
that.
Shirts. We've got, and we do mashups too. We've got Redpool, which is like Red Ranger and Deadpool mixed together. We've got the Star Wars one, but it says Power Rangers and it looks like Star Wars, like the Star Wars lettering. And then the scroll up that you guys see from Star Wars, our shirt, it's the words to the song of the show, the theme song of the show. So what we do, like, we have all kinds of creative stuff, guys. SusieAware.com. It's SUCIO, wear, as in like the clothes you wear. SusieAware.com. Go order shirts. You can get them shipped right to your house, man. We've got some really clever ones, some really cool ones. And of course, we make hats. We're making masks now as well, too. So if you guys, when you get your COVID on, you may as well let the power protect you by getting a power coin mask. We have all kinds of stuff, guys. So,
and you'll be supporting the cause,
guys. I'm going to put it in the chat here.
I put it up. Susie.
Oh, you put it up already?
Yeah, I put it up.
I'm gonna do SusieAware.com, guys. I put the wrong thing. I put a little greater than instead of a dot. Okay, guys, Susie, I'm not used to the newfangled machines, this interweb and
SusieAware is better than
and these computers and stuff. I don't know how to do all that.
Really quickly before we get out of here, guys, I would like to remind you again that Fan Appreciation Week is we're doing this because you guys are continue to sub and continue to bring us up. We're gonna be doing a mega giveaway when we reach 500 subs. Once we get closer to that, I think we're over 100 and something now. So once we get to 500 subs, we have this incredible sick giveaway that, and I think, unfortunately, Steve kind of gave it a little bit away there with the Shogun Megazord, but I'm not going to say, you know, the metallic Megazord.
No, it's not
but...
the Shogun Megazord. I'm talking about the Soul of Shokugan Megazord.
Oh, the Soul of Shokugan.
It's the one that's all metal and stuff. Like, it's all die-cast metal, and it's like way better than, I mean, it's still Bandai, you know, I think it was distributed by Bluefin.
Oh my God.
They have, and then they also did the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive one, which is the black and green Megazord. Do you ever see that one?
Yes.
Dude, those things are like really cool. So we might do some giveaways like that.
So the more subscribers that hit us up here on the show is that, you know, the better and bigger, I mean, much bigger the giveaways are going to be. And, you know, like every other Twitch personality that has a sub count and are trying to reach a certain goal, we are too here with the show. And by the way, before we get out of here, I want to give a big shout out to Mike Rome, who continues to send the people he watches, that watch him, on his broadcast here to watch us.
Dude,
he's
thank
always
you guys.
Giving us love over there. Every time he's playing Call of Duty, I'll show up and say what's up or something. But even when I'm not there, he's always giving us
I'm
love.
I'm still waiting for him to invite me onto his show. He hasn't done it yet.
You know what? The man has
Is
been
Mike
so
Rome listening
crazy.
Right now? Is he listening right now?
Mike no? Rome. You
Mike,
are
you there? Hello.
You are in trouble.
Mike, is this Mike on? Because I need to speak to Mike. Mike, hello. Yeah, Mike. Hi, Mike. Yeah.
There's Cobra. Cobra's part of his Rage crew over there. So.
Oh, okay, cool. Mike, I'm ready to do your show. Anytime. Thank you. Okay, great. Good. Good
All
night.
Right,
Thanks.
Guys. So really quickly, thank you again for what you do and everything that you continue to support us here and hitting the host button and following us on our socials. Also, this Thursday, again, we're going to have Chris Quintana here. Amazing dude. Make sure you hit up his YouTube channel. He's I posted it up on all of our social media. He is a super, super duper fan, like 2.0 million people type
yeah,
of super
yeah.
fan.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, yeah, he's got quite a following, so we're excited to have him on. And of course, I'm excited for our live show in New York with Aaron Loeffler as well too. So be sure for that, guys. And then of course, look out for next Thursday with Blake and Michael Askey, and they're gonna basically trash talk each other and just get hyped for that fight, guys, and get everybody following that whole thing because I'm excited to see what's gonna happen with that. So I don't know. I don't have anything else to
I'm
say.
Good,
anything
man.
Else?
One,
to go? Okay, cool.
Last thing I want to say is thank you to everyone who gifted subs today, to everyone here on the chat room. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Of course. Okay. Always, guys. Thank you for all the support you guys have been continuing to give us. We're really grateful. I mean, it's, you know, we wanted to put this together to give it back to you guys, and you guys keep giving back to us. So that's amazing. We appreciate it. We love you. And on behalf of myself and my co-host, Mr. Alec Cardoza, may the power protect you. Everybody stay safe out there, and we'll see you soon.